Hello, this is Dorothy. In addition to the weekly format of this podcast, in which I offer practical and spiritual wisdom that I lovingly share with you each Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am so excited to offer a second format of amazing content. It's called Ask Dorothy. These episodes reveal the inner workings of what really happens inside a session of therapy and life coaching with me. Here, I dive into the richness of content that each client brings to our sessions and how we best navigate what insights, teachings, solutions, and of course, healing and wholeness abounds. I know that listening will offer you much wisdom and guidance in the ways that bring to life what you need, and also how to implement the best practices and teachings that I share to honor all of what you seek and all of what you are becoming. In each of the Ask Dorothy episodes, you will also hear my candid observations and commentary, and the process for how we arrive in a place of harmony, relief, clarity, understanding, and the true change that happens in each and every session because of a client's willingness to grow, to evolve, to move beyond their comfort zone and into the revelation of what they already know, what they learn to be capable of, and what they desire most for their life. My job is always to support a client's progress and to provide the right tools and best therapeutic practices to ensure that each client will reach their goals, including to be all that they wish to become. I hope you'll enjoy the Ask Dorothy series as an opportunity to have the knowledge and insight of what we can do together. If you have a question that needs my love and helpful guidance, please write to me. All right, so let's jump into this episode and Ask Dorothy. My client Gabby initially sought my help for her unmanageable anxiety and the panic attacks that she suffered alone and in shame and silence. Her new job, while with the same financial institution, was several levels above what her previous role had been. As much as Gabby was the right candidate, and her current boss and team valued her skills and the honesty and transparency with which she lived, there was no opportunity to relish in her successes because, as Gabby realized through our talks, she was submersed in the depths of her anxiety, self-doubt, and insecurity with each prevailing and uncontrollable thought. Would she be successful in this new role? How could she do her very best each day with efficiency and without making mistakes? Why wasn't she getting all of her work finished? What did others on the team think of her abilities? And would she have to quit if her workload and her feelings of anxiety did not improve? This client story echoes the work of alleviating anxiety for so many who struggle with the world's biggest mental health problem. If I may share some relevant statistics, an estimated 270 million people suffer from anxiety disorders. That's about 4% of the global population. About 62% or 170 million of those suffering from anxiety are female, compared with 105 million male sufferers. The best cure for anxiety? Yes, I said the best, and it also happens to be natural and free, is to return your focus into the present moment each time you feel anxious. This requires some effort on your part and the ability to be aware of how you feel and any evasive thoughts? Will you have to continue to refocus the mind in the present each time you have evasive thoughts? Yes. But the power of learning this approach, in addition to challenging your thoughts and creating new thoughts that are accurate and true, will teach you how to better focus your mind so that you are in control of what you think and how you feel. There were a number of CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy strategies that helped Gabby focus herself in the present each time her thoughts began to gain momentum with her "what if" thinking. Her future-based thoughts that had not happened, that may likely never happen, created more anxiety for her than the consequences of any mistake that she could possibly make. Rather than build the momentum of insecurity and self-doubt by focusing on what others might be thinking or in self-criticism, Gabby learned to write her invasive thoughts on paper so that she could better focus on challenging each one on its truth and accuracy. She quickly realized, as clients do, that what she was telling herself was untrue and unwarranted, and often the worst-case scenario. However, that alone was not quite enough to eradicate her critical thinking, learned and practiced over decades. She needed to ensure that she had an appropriate replacement thought that she could then focus upon for every thought that was causing her to doubt herself and her abilities, and which caused her unnecessary anxiety. Gradually, Gabby began to notice that she could quickly correct her inaccurate thinking as she challenged her thoughts with the question, "Is this 100% true?" When the answer was almost always no, and even if there was some truth to her thinking, I explained how important it was to rewrite your thought on paper. And then, with practice, this new thought would occur quite naturally in her mind. It's about returning to the present moment to assess and restructure your thoughts, rather than allow your thoughts to take you far down a path in which you ramp up your feelings of anxiety and criticism. It begins with recognizing what you are telling yourself in moments when you feel anxious, and then to return to the present to change this. Gabby's new thoughts, based in truth, began to stick. She then spent less time looking for reassurance for her insecurities from colleagues and her new boss, and more time working productively as she took the steps herself to challenge her thinking. The best part about reframing your thoughts and deciding what is true is the empowering feelings of relief, satisfaction, encouragement, and confidence that replace what you felt previously. As Gabby chose new thoughts based in accuracy to write and remind herself of, her confidence in herself and her relief and reassurance in her abilities grew. How you feel about yourself currently and the confidence you hold is what you bring to your desk each workday. And you also bring your confidence and self-worth into every personal relationship of your life. If you feel insecure or lack confidence in yourself and your abilities, first, check in with what you tell yourself and believe. In our work together, Gabby and I also discussed her concern that her partner was not committed to their 3-year relationship, measured by the criteria that he had not yet met her parents and siblings. While it was something she kept mostly to herself, Gabby struggled with anxiety each time she wondered about the reason for this. Now she was willing to confront her thoughts by simply finding the truth. As Gabby began to examine her thoughts and what excuses she made for the situation, when really what she wanted most was for her boyfriend to meet her family, Gabby asked for and persisted until a video meeting was arranged. Despite his anxiety about meeting her family, her boyfriend stepped up and made it happen. In all of the amazing work that Gabby has done in the last couple of months, and in feeling her confidence grow, not only in her work performance, but in herself, there was a different flavor to our most recent session. It was the Goober effect. Goober is Gabby's sister's dog. When Gabby's sister, an emergency room nurse, is scheduled night shifts, for that entire week, Goober gets transported to Gabby's home, where her parents and her delight in his presence. Gabby admitted that Goober seemed to lift any of her feelings of anxiety, and the weeks that he was with her, she found herself to be happier and more present in her life. Notable because in snuggling with Goober, in taking him for walks after work, and in receiving and giving much unconditional love, Gabby was fully in the present moment. Pets and our children have a wonderful way, if we are attentive to them and to this moment, of reminding us of the power of now. They make it quite possible to live out of the present quite naturally, and to exist in the joy that we feel now. In addition to the practice of present moment awareness, mindfulness, and the CBT best practices that Gabby learned, the unconditional love of a pet, of Goober, contributes highly to one's overall mental and emotional well-being, and to feeling safe and secure in a world where there is much uncertainty. And a reminder, if you already have a pet, could you enjoy your human-animal interactions even more? Could your greater efforts to give care and love to a pet be more important than ever? And as another means of helping you to feel better. Shift your focus to the present when you are anxious. Challenge your thoughts and change them to reflect what is true. Practice living present far more of the time. And enjoy the Goober effect by loving unconditionally, not only your pet, but everyone. And an end note. The name of my client has been changed in order to uphold confidentiality. However, Goober's name is really Goober. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dorothy. Namaste.